On a recent sunny day, Adam Hecker buzzes an X-frame quadcopter drone about 70 feet into the air above Midtown St. Louis to film the Kranzberg Arts Center. Hecker works for the local marketing agency Switch and says the flight is the company's first project featuring footage previously impossible to get without a drone.
We've had 5 days of shooting now out here in the city. We're going to go to some county areas that are less populated, more trees, more obstructions, but this is definitely the tightest area I've shot in so far. It's a little nerve-wracking, but we got it done.
Even though the company has permission to shoot the private property and insurance to cover any mishaps, Switch could still technically face a $10,000 fine from the FAA. Nearly all commercial drone applications are still banned in U.S. airspace, with just a few exceptions.
For the most part, but what we're seeing when people are operating these, it's just that they just didn't know.
Damon Lorsell is program director for St. Louis University's Center for Aviation Safety Research. He says lack of information and the technology's enormous potential is driving some companies to move forward on their own.
I hear that a lot, that there are folks that are frustrated and have, you know, decided to move ahead without the proper approvals in place. You know, I'm not advocating that. In no way, but I understand, you know, why folks are doing that.
Marcel is also chapter president for the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, which estimates that the U.S. loses $10 billion in potential business every year the FAA's commercial drone ban continues. Between 2015 and 2017, Missouri is expected to lose roughly $260 million in economic activity. Lorsell says the drive for future revenue and the prospect of falling behind are major reasons the FAA's proposed rules are so crucial now.
The opportunities are just huge, and we don't want the United States or Missouri to fall further behind in developing this. We want to be the leaders.
A couple of them we can show you.
The same ban applies to a fixed-wing Altavian drone that Steve Kasten and Jim Peterson assemble in a conference room at the Spirit of St. Louis Airport in Chesterfield. They work for the local aerial surveying and mapping company Surdex and are working to integrate the technology into the company's operations. Kasten says the potential benefits are huge for Surdex that today relies almost entirely on manned aircraft.
The flight piece of this is solved. And the mapping piece is solved. It's really the FAA not letting us into the airspace.
Kasten says the only way around the FAA's ban now is applying for what's known as a Section 333 exemption, which, if granted, still requires a licensed pilot to fly the aircraft.
And then once we have that, we would have to pick a place to fly and submit for a certificate of authorization or a COA. And once the FAA looked at that flight area and they would approve it, then we would have the ability to fly.
Kasten says Surdex was planning to apply for the exemption, but that's up in the air now, as it may be simpler just to wait until the FAA opens up the airspace. It will take at least 2 years for federal regulators to get final approval for the rules, which are now subject to a 60-day public comment period. In the meantime, Kasten says Surdex is keeping its drones grounded.
I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.